That's complete, complete worthlessness. That's the lowest level. And that's what happened really in Nazi Germany. The Jews couldn't believe that once the Nazis came into power, so next door neighbors, the closest people, didn't even bother them to turn on them and to give them over to the Nazis and have them destroyed. They didn't even to face them. It was just worthless. Their existence was worthless in their eyes. And no value in terms of existence. See, that's what he was saying. That's what Calero said. That depicts the lowest level of human worth in the eyes of another person. Okay.
Yeah. And that occurrence, was that a natural occurrence? She said, ooh. The occurrence that people committed, betrayed, that neighbor stores, that was clearly that a neighbor should all of a sudden.
I mean, that is really based on the natural sinner that we engendered by being Kawatara. That's the natural, it's really a sick kind of hatred. It's a pathological hatred that the guy has towards the Jew, that's called Israel. And that hatred is based on it's a natural sinner from the fact that on some level, as strange as it is, but on some level they recognize that we have the correct idea of God and that we have Torah from God. They recognize it on some level, but the denial of that reality in their mind, the fact that they have this recognition, causes them to go into a total state of denial and express it in violent terms, in a violent manner. But that's the natural total violence and attempt to destroy us. And that's really the sinner. The higher sinner should be showing the other sinner almost all. That's what it is. But it always lies in wait. The Ashgacha really, what the Torah tells us is just on a basic level is the strangest thing. I mean, you know, a lot of times like you're in something, so you don't really see it from the outside. You know what I mean? You don't really see the whole picture. But really, I mean, what the Torah gave us is not just a system of true ideas and derech hachayim and true metaphysics and all science of halacha and the whole world of chachma and derech hachayim, but the Torah also guaranteed a political success, political force, I mean, we should be a political power. I mean, that's something that's an astounding thing. But it's only possible because no philosophy could do such thing. Only possible because of the Bar Ilan. So bris. So it's not something that could be done in a natural way. Not something that could be done in. You see that no philosophy ever really survived. Survived for a very short time. But Plato was a great philosopher, but nothing ever was carried on except for a very short period. And he attempted to implement his plan of the Republic, but it failed utterly, failed completely, very, very quickly. Such a thing is really not possible. And through normal channels, political. The Torah guarantees us this is chutzmider hatorah. It's only possible because of Ashgacha. But when that collapses, So then the hatred and the distorted instinctual hatred of the disguised and distorted hatred of the guy comes out against us, and it knows no bounds because it's completely repressed. They don't recognize the source. So when something is completely repressed and you don't recognize the source, its expression on the second plane is completely boundless because there's nothing, there are no guidelines because they're not aware of the what's motivating them. And then I shouldn't use the word repressed, I should say suppressed. It's a suppression. It's pathological in the framework of it's pathological, philosophically pathological. It's a philosophically pathological type of joke. But that has the same follows the same pattern of the truly pathological, in that it knows no bounds because it's been they constantly exercise pressure to deny the cause. So the cause is completely unknown to them. That's why the expression is limitless. It's limitless. And I mean that's really so. Once the Ashgacha, that's a natural thing. That's a natural phenomenon. Okay.
Yeah. It's Echas to Yaakov.
Right.
This is the Lord of Chatzal Brisbane.
In this one, he goes through how it's contrary, the state of our existence now is contrary to all the things in the Torah, all the premises and principles of the Torah. So it's showing how the state of our existence, you know what I'm saying? Python really brings out every aspect and every dimension from every source in every way. And that's really the greatness of the Python. So in this one, he's showing that how this is contrary to Brisbane Apsara. And it's contrary to the development of Shvatim. And it's contrary to each one. Now, each one, our state of existence in the presence is just the opposite, how far removed it is from the ideas and principles that are mentioned in the Torah in terms of the Hashgacha, in terms of our existence. So that's really what this period is.
But even when the Brisbane of Sarm, isn't it dependent on the exercise of Hashgacha?
Yeah, but he's not trying to see, I mean, you have to understand, in Kinnis, the Python is not trying to engage in philosophical causation. That's not really the purpose of this of Kinnis. That's not the purpose of Kinnis. It's not. Of course, everything's based on sound philosophy. Everything's based on philosophy. Without philosophy, you have basically nothing. But it's a different kind of a limud. It's a different kind of a limud. It's not the same kind of. It's not the same kind of a limud as philosophy. It's not interested really in going into why it occurred. That's not really what he's interested in. He's not interested in that. That's not really the. That's really something else. That to go into why it occurred is tshuva. That's a different thing. Tshuva is in our system. We have different systems of tefila, of tshuva, of kinnis. Everything is different. Every science has its own system, its own, operates in its own orbit, in its own manner, its own framework. So the framework of kinnis is not, that's not the framework of kinnis. That's tshuva. Why it happened, and now we'll be closing the tshuva. I mean, that's later. That's nach besod rachinu v'nachper v'nashuva v'ashem. It's in the end. And the kinnis, that's not the purpose of the kinnis. The purpose of the kinnis is really twofold. It's really, it's sidik adin. It shows you why it happened, because of our virus. But it shows you also, it's a study of the extent of the horrible state of our existence. That's really what it is. And how our existence is contrary contrary to everything, and then how many ways is contrary? And that's really that's the purpose of kindness. Okay. That's how you do it. I mean, somebody said it. So somebody said it. Go ahead. Well, maybe it's going to get out somebody say it. I mean, when somebody says it, I mean,
Follow
along, yeah. Go ahead. Maybe somebody will go over later. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So what do you say about it? I mean, we're here together. What is the main idea? What is the main thing? So he mentions, the first mention is the Brisbane of Siam, right? What's the second thing? So what is it, the same thing as what? It's a digwe shvatim, right? The ligas dilug derech is the features of derech that the shvatim the digley midbar. It says that somehow my souls they move very quickly.
Yeah.
Right. So he's saying, that the contrast is that the God gave over the God gave the game is the lowest level of human existence, the haughty, empty haughtiness of man. That's the Lagmas be a game lulach, and these people that had kitzis aderach, who was it? They were the dimle nubar. They lived in accordance, perfect harmony with the mitzvahs. And to the extent that their travels were with Ashgacha, not in the realm of the normal. So how could such a people be subordinated to the most empty, vile, holy, arrogant type of individuals? The ultimate worthlessness of man, and how is such a thing possible? As I said, Lozacharta eicha ga'arta tegarasecha lagos gerach. Lozacharta d'ligas dilu derech hashem lagol gerach. V'chein diban eschar hashem oyelon. Yeah, eschar hashem. So. That's really what the Python is expressing is that it's the same theme really, and that's the theme of Kinnis really, is that he doesn't understand the Midas Adam. We don't understand the Midas Adam, and that's why we say Zechor Hashem Ayalam. But the not understanding the Midas Adam is not. It's a twofold kind of a thing. Of course, we can't understand the, in terms of the ownership, we have a clear understanding. That there's no question about that. That's the Chet Chate Yerushalayim. Can you even read our Yosef? It's the Tomaso B'Shulel or Zochra Harisa. She didn't think about the future. What's going to be? So that we know for sure. But the distortion that was brought about, and the pain of the realization of the distortion, that is something which Adam can't tolerate. He can't really. It's something which it's true that it's logically in objective terms. But still, there is such a thing as our functioning in our limited framework, and we do have a limited framework, and we function in that framework. So, functioning in that framework, we have a right to express how it appears to us, and the anguish that it brings about. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. That's really kinnis. That's what the Scottish and Marlon. Okay, go ahead.
Jerry?
Yes.
You once supposed that the word Eicha itself meant that how can we stand this and can't understand? How can we stand
Eicha,
this?
Eicha is Eicha. Eicha. Yeah, that's correct. Eicha, Eicha. How could this be? Eicha, Eicha. Eicha. How could this be?
Okay. You had told us that.
What's the difference? Go ahead. First one.
You told us that it meant that we can't understand this, you can't stand the situation. Right? We don't understand what's happening. We can't.
What's the point? What's the point? What's the point?
The point is, having that understanding, how does that help the individual?
No, it helps the individual, because you mean the kiddos?
Yeah.
I mean, how it helps you?
Yeah, no, that's.
No, because that is the whole idea of the Chumash, the recognition of the horror of a situation. That's the idea of Kinos. That's the concept. So he shows you that's the purpose of all the Kinos. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of things as Rashi and Hayalanim? That is asking for Rachman, or is there some
That's asking for Rachman. Rachman. That's why the faint Zaki is Rashi and Hayalanim. Because we recognize the extent of the extent of Midas Adin is something which is intolerable for us, and therefore we ask for Midas Rachman. That's correct.
Part of Siddur Kaden is to ask for
Midas Rachman. That's right. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Either Akum Shemayim, Alda Iki Shemayim, or Yamachum Yitamayim, Shemem Yitim, Roshimayim, Akin, Vikri, Lel Mibar, Ekhon Aldel Milel Mibar, Mibar, Avake Iti Oras Mibar, Eshadi Yitim, Eva Mibar, Eva God, and Ashok, Kinokev Zayas, Agare Iti Kobun Eva Yis, Ebron Shemar, Vala Hayas, Arashem Yitim, Eva Shamir, Toshayas, Adbel Hole, Bamsi Heo, Ada Omni Main, Bamla Amisado, Ada Evelo, and Saido, Akanemi, Tan Yoga, A Hopikov, S Hopikov, Yopan, the UI, Ehia, Punim, the Punim, Ulisanos, Amalai, Ahu, Haras, Bosahar, Milahagio, Nimulai, Etrafi, Tenefo, Bin Hospital, and Biboy, Horak, Mishpate, Bondade, Ali. Odia Bibsi Umali Umulu Mazalos Parim Ile Fami Tan Shomeli Azador Kihutara Haviona Estora Kihayisi Mehutana Azilpagin Kibreho Elyona Varmi Tempe Eber Kayona Ah Miksha Mikriyas Oz Elsor Akubli Mayim Ah Latsor Ahaz Kamos Luxor Valeros Luxor Asikami Yobi Lady, Ira Matsor, Neto Ahole, Akhadni, Betsamaves, Atusav Eshpana, Adhatsamaves, Etafel S. Hamnehakim, Lamaves, and Ham Nigeda, Yikad, Logira Maves, Ayavusil, Ezra C. Tati Hazas, Ayumasi, Bukhoshana, Omeres, Hi Hashana Hazas, Ayadala called Kimudas, in Lokiad Adenoi, also Savazos, Ekok Bakarush, Adenoi Tele, Echra the call Berech, Lechatel Makli, Achir Chavishim, Shirei Mikoli, Achaven, Mim Nechaki Okli, Achishach, Zakas Ariel, Elov, Egor, Yidab, Yisrael, Amafeshinan, Asher, Masar El, Morni, and Mixion, Yeshuas, Yisrael, Israel, Mace, Bidrakai, Lohalachu, Azamuni, Azatim, Ephanai, Mehem, Nepapu, Ranati, Venelati, Umi, I will be Mishpapu.
This scheme basically means he's really saying that it's hopeless. That's hopeless. In other words, that he reaches a state of helplessness in the schema. See? That's the. There is, like I said, everything really follows the. Everything follows the. Echo. In the echo, there is a state of helplessness in the echo. Right? You know what it is? Where he says, where he mentions, he says. He says that the third paragraph, I think it's the third paragraph, when he says that va'oma avad, yeah, why did that? That's it. So halting mad Hashem. Right, well, what's supposed to be for that?
But
it's not Hashem. Hashem's stuff, right? Va'oma avad nitzchim is halting mad Hashem. So that means that it's all over. It's gone. Right? And what do I say after that? Yeah, go ahead. This is Shahu and after you go. Zos? Okay, also, yeah. That's right. So he says, then he brings, right, he really says that really we should be totally destroyed. Destroyed, and emotionally destroyed. We should be totally emotionally destroyed, not able to function. That's for Omar Avad Nitzchi V'Sachal Kamarachem. We should be completely gone, not able to function. And then he brings back why, it's an interesting thing. Then the Navi brings back why you should be able to. What kind of right do we have to be optimistic in any way? Well, first, he's completely despondent. He's completely despondent. He's emotionally destroyed. That's really over here. He has this. See, he says, Adza b'chol yev aham tziyev. So, Adza b'chol yev aham tziyev. Eidon milin bom v'am tziyev. He says, Edag aye roa v'lo am tziyev. Akone mi yiten yadati v'am tziyev. That's like the saddest schema, really. It's the saddest schema. What he's saying is that it is so bad that we don't even know where to go. We don't even know how to approach it. What's wrong? Like how he's saying is Edva Bechol Lev Lan Tziyayu. That means you can't be. He has Edva means sad, despondent. That he can't find any way that he should be misratzah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Edom Milin Bom Lam Tzeyu says that what kind of words could he use that to give him some kind of satisfaction that he's doing the spell correctly. Says Edag Aye Roa V'lo Am Tzeyu. So he worries that he can't find him. He can't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not through Chuvah Ma'aseh and Tov. Akone mi yiten yadati v'amtzeyu. Says who could give me the ability that I should have some kind of idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should find us. You see. That's this kina really is the saddest kina. It's like totally lost, and we're totally lost, and that's really the state. That is the saddest.
English quotidien.
What?
English quotidien.
The quotidien.
Yeah.
I'm what?
I'm
Tzayu. Yeah. What about it? So therefore,
it's in state of total.
I totally destroyed. Emotionally destroyed. Yeah. See what he says. Then he says, if you take a look on the further, eta ole apadni betzalmoves. Eta ole apadni betzalmoves. So he says. He says, in other words, the whole plant is tent, and Talmudus means before what?
The
shade of death. That's right. Shade of death, before death. He says, Atusa v'eshkena at chatza mavas. So he says, I'll lie in the base of chorus. He says, Atafel as a machakim mavas. So I'll join those that are looking forward to death. En hem mi gever yichye v'lo yira mavas. So he wishes death upon himself. He wishes death upon himself. That's really that's the height of the deepest kind of depression. I mean, that's really what. But you see that the kinnis really true kinnis leads a person to a person that's on another level, leads a person to that dimension. To that dimension, and because the state seems hopeless. Yeah, and that certainly is the case. I mean, that's certainly the case in our door. I mean, the person you look around and there's no. We lost the Gedolei Yisrael, and lost Gedolei Yisrael. No guidance. No one really to that can show us the derech of how to like the Titan says. I mean, how to be mispalled correctly, and how to be mevakesh Hashem, how to be chazak b'tshuva. What kind of tshuva? What do we need? We don't know. So that really is the ultimate despair. Always is when a person is in trouble, so he always has hope. The hope is that he can work out a new plan. The next plan will be successful. So he has hopes for a plan. So that, as bad as things are, as long as there's a hope for a plan, so a person is not demolished, not emotionally destroyed. As long as there's some kind of hope, some kind of a possibility, some kind of a plan. But when there's no plan, Then the person reaches ultimate despair and depression. And that's basically what he's saying for Klal Yisrael. That is the state for Klal Yisrael. The state for Klal Yisrael is that there's no way. We have no method. We have no plan. There's no foreseeable approach. How do we do tshuva? What do we do tshuva for? What was the chait? What should we misfollow? What's the nature of what's the proper tefillah for this situation? I mean, a tefillah is something which is tefillah doesn't mean to pray. Goyim think the word prayer means to beg. I guess tefillah means machshava. Tefillah means chachma, figure out, to think. What is our state and what are we supposed to ask? So you have to have a clear assessment of your state. You don't know what to ask for. You don't have a clear assessment of what the possibilities are available to you, so you can't place a request. What kind of request can you place? So that's really what the Python is saying. That the state is so bad that we don't have an evaluation of our state, and we don't even know how to approach the problem. And we don't know what to ask for, because we don't know what the problem is. We don't know what to ask for. We have to have a plan. Tefillah requires a plan. So it requires chacham. And that's the state of Klal Yisrael. So that is that's what the Python is depicting. That's the horrible state of our existence. That is the most horrible. That's the Omar of Ad Nitzchi, the Sahal de Medishim. That's the Sahal de Medishim. Means that, there's no hope. There's no hope. Okay.
Ben?
Yeah.
Essentially, we do say, and with all that, we still say it with.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's true. Then he comes back. Right. He doesn't remain with us.
Right.
He doesn't remain with us. That's right. He dips down into the state. Well, that's the same thing in Echa. The Navi dips down into that state. He reaches that state. What does Rashi say? You have an Echa?
some of the.
Sure, I might.
There's one in there.
What? It's kind of the same thing as yeah, it's interesting. It's a very interesting thing. Yeah. He says, "Vatiz nachum shalom nafshi nashisi tala." Va'omar avad mitzri v'sochalti mer Hashem. So Rashi says. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's not going right about. Okay. Va'omar avad mitzri. Amati believe the rov tzarosa. Avad olami. The sovereign. And the so he says that's Barov Tzarosa. So there's a statement that from the person plunging into the depths of the realization of the situation. So that's the that's what Rashi says. Amati Bolibi Barov Tzarosa. Person senses the Tzaros, senses all the Tzaros. So when he's in that state, so then he so he's in that state, he feels he's completely lost. He reaches a state. So apparently that's really kiyum in the kinnis. Kiyum in the kinnis is to reach that state, of total despair, because that's the full realization. Even though it's not true. It's an interesting thing. You see, because the kinnis is really, like I said, kinnis is not a philosophical study. Kinnis is the affect in man of the state. And the affect in man deals with human emotions. And therefore, the human emotions have to respond and they work according to a certain nature. That's what the Lord Pasuk says. The realization of the state of affairs of Klal Yisrael in terms of the in terms of how of its horror state leads a person has to lead a person to this type of mental attitude where it says Avad Nitzchi v'sachati, it's all lost, it's all gone. That's what he says. That's what he's saying basically over there. There will be a one pervasive chorus. There's no purpose in living anymore. Yeah. But then it turns around because it turns around because that's not true. And then he goes.
You mean it's not true? You mean it's not hopeless?
It's not hopeless. It could be. It would seem that way. But on deeper reflection, he realizes that that's from the tzaras. That's the affect of the tzaras. Led me to that conclusion. There's no reason really to conclude. It was an interesting thing. And the next few psukim really, in Eicha, Zos Oshiv Alibi Al Kenocha, he says, because he says, okay, so if it's all over, so why should he go on? No purpose to go on anymore. That's another yes to question. Okay? So he says, Zos Oshiv Alibi Al Kenocha. No. He says, what I tell myself is these following ideas. And these ideas keep me going. And he goes through a whole list. It's an interesting thing. He goes through a whole list of points, which goes. See, Rashi says right on the spot. Rashi says that. And my zos Yashiv Alibi. He says Chazeh Hashem Ki Lasamnu is the first pasuk. The Chol Emin Ad My Yisonim. It goes on all the way down to Pasuk Lamed Tes, from Pasuk Chof Beis straight through. So that's really 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 psukim. That that give you a reason, gives a person a reason why you shouldn't really just lose everything. Or shouldn't lose everything. It has different reasons. Interesting thing. Different reasons. They seem to be like from different coming from different places. Coming from different places. Or maybe they're going to it. But anyways, that's what it is. But the first one is Chazal. What does he say? He says, Echo v'chol rosh ad Hashem chelo. Echra v'chol derech l'chatel machole. Achtircho b'shir mishirei machole. Achadene mi yitencha ka'achole. Interesting thing. He has a different answer. See, what he's saying is that it's true. He doesn't have any plan. He doesn't know he doesn't have any plan. But he's saying that. Is some of the guys on?
Yeah,
you get the game? Is it there?
Is
that there?
Well, really?
Yeah, okay, there?
Danny and I are here.
Okay, is it there?
Is that, I don't know.
What's somebody got, man?
What kid are you doing?
That's a good question. Doing fast.
Yeah,
that's right, Adar
Kodesh. 94 in the Roosevelt.
Right. Really
good, the right number?
24. Okay. A prophet. That's what the Python is saying. So the Python is explaining that really, so you should say that we're gone. That's what you should say. There's no help, it's helpless. Thus the Ashgacha is removed, and the natural result is that we can't continue to exist. Because of sinas amen, sin, natural sinas amen, and we simply can't survive. So there's no. It's an interesting thing. Really, Tisha B'Av should really be a day that should be recognized by all of Klal Yisrael. It's an interesting thing because there was never any difference between the religious and the non-religious. destroy all of us. Didn't make any difference. So you're a person that's not, even if I wonder if that's true. If Tisha B'Av is recognized by Jews that are, they have a sense about it. I mean, I'm not familiar with these kind of people. You know? Just curious about it.
They don't even know it exists.
They don't know it exists.
Not
the ones. Like, reformed people. You know? No,
What?
They
have half a day fast.
Yeah,
they have the state of Israel, so
they said
that's
enough. So we do. They have that's half a day fast in recognition.
It's
a kiyah. I don't read the paper
still.
Yeah. That's what they say, really. They say
yeah.
The state of Israel.
Yeah.
So now it's
bubbling the world. So they say to recognize that. You should do half a day fast, you need to recognize you have, because you know, it's different for Jews, but also recognize the good thing.
That sounds like a type of chachma. Okay. But anyways, but the Python gives a different answer. Python says, interesting, he says, Echo v'chol rosh ad Hashem chelo. Echra v'chol derech l'chatel machaleh. Okay. Achticha b'shir mishire mecholi, achavei mi tencha ka'afai. So he says that he gives an answer. He says that it's true that I can't really work out a plan. It's hopeless. I don't have the knowledge. But he says that I could still. He still could be echof rush. In other words. In other words, that he could say that there's two types of. He could say that he's a chotem in general. That's what it means. Echo for chorash. So he could say that he's a chotem in general, and he could be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he still has the ability to involve himself in shir. In Shlach HaShalmakon, and with that, Achavei Mi Yitzen Chakachli means that itself should be enough to as a basis for help, because it's not all lost. It's true. I don't know the details. Can't go over the. I don't have an analysis, a good analysis of the situation, but nevertheless. General terms. It's still all not lost because there's such a thing as general terms. So I recognize I'm a chote. Chote of Hashayani. So like the Baal Tzvila says before Moshe, chote of Hashayani. So he doesn't really know he's thinking of all his chatoim, but it's in general statement. I'm a chote of Hashayani. So that much he could say. And then he could say, And echal lachot darach, it means that he can mishtachva l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. He could be moda l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognize that his nothingness in the face of the Creator, and he can engage in so far as his little knowledge is concerned with Shlach HaShalmakom. So he's saying, so that is what saves the person. Interesting cut.
His response is different.
I think. I think what is probably going on is the pasuk. See, like I said, there's a few psukim in Echa that tell us why, but another tells you why he has hope. That's where it's from Zosar Shalalibi, from Chastei Hashem to Samnik, to my Yisone and Anam Chai Gevra Vato. One of them is, Felki Yad Hashem on Manafshi, Alkein Ocholov. What does that mean? He says, why do I have hope? Because Felki Yad Hashem on Manafshi. Because my soul says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Chelek. What does he mean? So it means to say, that's what it means. I think that's what he's probably trying to explain. That what does it mean? Chalki Hashem Amar Nafshalki. Chalki Hashem means that he still can say he has a chelek in Elokei Yisrael. Because he can recognize that he's a chote in his Pashaya in general. And he can recognize the chote HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he can recognize the fact that Oz Yashem Moshe give a Shiva like on his Baruch Hu, Shiva. So because he could do that, so he's not completely lost. That's Chalki Yad Hashem Amar Nafshi Al Kein Ocholov. That's why I have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why I have hope in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You see what Hashem is saying,
because of life itself? The soul. Chalki Yad Hashem, my soul. My soul is still tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No.
Now he recognizes
this is his existence. Nobody gives him hope. Does give him hope. Otherwise, there's nothing. That's what gives him hope.
That's right. That's what gives him hope. That's an idea that gives him hope. So it's true. So before he was in despair, but he gives an answer. He gives an answer. It's true, the situation is bad, everything's bad. But this is an answer. Good answer. It's a good answer. That's the pasuk. Help get Hashem on Menashe. Yeah. It's an amazing thing. I mean, all these answers, you know, I mean, these answers are, the answer has to be a true answer. You can't just force an answer. Like you see that Chazal say that Yitin Ba'afakiyu Layesh Tikva. So Yitin Ba'afakiyu Layesh Tikva. So one of Chazal is someone who came to that pasuk, they'll cry. Well, Ivor says Yitin Ba'afakiyu, it means that he completely, Yitin Ba'afakiyu means that he completely is subordinated by the enemy. By the enemy. Completely downtrodden by the enemy. So, or you could say the pshat is completely downtrodden by the enemy. And in that state, the Tirgum says, Yishtapach Kadam Ribon. It's completely down. Nevertheless, he's mishtatach l'fnei Hashem. He's mishtach l'fnei Hashem. So he says. So the pasuk says, "Ula yesh tikva." So Chazal say, "Why Chazal, when they came to that pasuk, they would cry." I say, after all that, it's only ula yesh tikva. It's only ula yesh tikva. So you see that. So you see that the Chazal were very realistic. I mean, they don't, you know, the Navi's saying something. So the Navi is okay, but when Feru was one of Chazal, they think that passage of Friday. So that's called okay. That's good. Just a chance. The Navi is saying what moved him towards. Towards the emotions of tikva, emotions of hope, of tocheles. So Ula, he says Ula yesh tikva. So one of them says that's a nechama. For him, he wasn't on that level to consider that a nechama. You see, if you came to the pasuk, cry. I know it's true, but what is it? What it shows you that. Shows you one thing. It shows you that the Chorban HaBayis has to really be a personal experience. Personal experience. It's a personal experience. That's why the Rambam has a difference in the Chachamim and between the Yamonah. And the difference between every Chacham on his level. The Navi is different. So in the Navi, what the Navi says is Klal Yisrael is a tikva. Yeah, we have to study it, we have to understand it, but you have to apply it to yourself. It has to be something that's real. It's an interesting thing.
It says in the first passage there,
Aniyagera, that's right. It was according to his madriga of another. According to the madriga of another, yeah. Yeah, we don't have an idea of Tanchum shall help. If it's not real, so then it's not tanchum. So for Chazal, that wasn't a real answer. You came buff a peel. Ulay yishtikva. That's Kavamota Laikla of Bachi. Cry words of a bus. Okay.
Then it goes back
to the end. And then it goes back.
The strongest bracha on the seas. Something else.
And he said, "Al tishkach tzakas aliyah, He loved Lego, Yisrael, Alpha Shimon, Shamasa, Kale, Raymond, Nitin, Tzion, Yeshua, Yisrael. That's me, 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 but it goes back. That's right. That's right. That shows you basically the idea that we mentioned before, that there's no real nichum. That the nichum is the nichum that we talk about is a nichum that stems from the fact that this is our relationship to our, this is our relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is our relatedness, and Noah's existence of the relatedness. That's really the without that, there's no avos. So you can't say v'amar avad nitzchi v'sochaltim et Hashem. And if that's true, then there's no more avos anymore. If you really stop with that, then like I said, something in the past. Let's get on. So forget about it. What's the purpose of dealing with this? So that was the movement of the Haskalah. That was really the Haskalah movement. Haskalah movement. That was their program. Their idea was this is over with, and move on. And to keep on indulging ourselves in this type of thing, involving ourselves in this type of this type of thinking is destructive. The right thing is to forget about it more. Yeah, of course, that's it. But it doesn't matter if that's something not the course. But it could stem. It have the same effect if it stems from despair. Have the same effect. The person would say that. That's it, it's gone, it's over. So that's why Zos Ashiva Livio came off. But you know, at the same time, he tells you that there still is hope. So there still is hope, so it's not over. But then he goes back and he concludes with the fact that doesn't mean that there's no more tragedy. That doesn't mean the tragedy is over. It's a hope. That's why the person's not in despair. But the tragedy is still there. We're still in the state of imminent danger. We're still in a dangerous state of existence. Very, very tenuous and very dangerous state of existence. And that's why he says, "Shom Meisur Halacho Azavoni VaAzavtem Ufanai Men Nepacho." So he goes back to the tennis.
When you say when we say there's hope, you're talking about like for Mashiach?
Yeah, that's correct. For the Gula Sita.
Haskalah movement, what they don't believe in.
Haskalah movement was a movement which was which maintained their whole Shita was that the destruction of the cause of the destruction of the nation is because of their religious beliefs.
That was the cause of it?
That's what they meant, yeah. That was their, of course, their religious beliefs, the Achad Am and all these, the other guys, that was their shita was. Instead of moving ahead, they just keep on looking backwards. And you just keep on going over, probing them. They were against the whole. They said that's what kind of a that you're not gonna you'll never get anywhere. Right way. What?
More advance.
More advance. So they said they have to abandon all the what?
You see that with the other religions. Right?
Yeah.
The
I mean that was a large part of Zionist movement.
The modernists.
Yeah. Modernists. Right? So that's what I'm pushing. I mean that's basically a scholar ideas. And that's our problem. Problem is the religious idea is the problem. That's the problem. Unfortunately, they're not completely wrong either. Because the criticism, a lot of the criticism is due to achatayim. I mean, our because we didn't have Yagas in the correct way, and that's true. A lot of things, unfortunately, is due to our own the fact that we didn't live according to Derech HaTorah, and we fell into nonsensical type of ideas and crazy ideas, and we even brought those ideas into Yagas itself. And so we opened up a pishon peh for Hashem. Opened up a pishon peh for Hashem. So, but their ideas are really are evil ideas. But nevertheless, it didn't come from nowhere. I mean, there's nothing that that happens that isn't traceable to a shortcoming of our shortcomings. Unfortunately, that's the situation. Yep. Yes.
You mentioned before, you don't even know what the name is spelled for.
Right. In other words, see, a real tefillah has to be a tefillah. Tefillah is a remedy for a situation, like Chana. So Chana knew what her problem was. She couldn't exist without having a child. That was her nature. So she was mispalel, so she knew what to mispalel for. She knew how to frame the tefillah. She knew what to say. She knew what she would do if she would have a child. She'll feel enough. She'll feel Hashem. And she knew how to frame the whole plan. She knew what the problem was. She knew, but do we know that? Can we say that? So just be mispalel. Very nice. Kabbish ever got with Arsenu and all those tefillahs, but. That's really falls short from the real requirement of tefillah. I mean, in terms of atzara, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah framed the tefillahs, Rei Vaninu V'Yavinu. Yeah, of course, the headings, the Rosh Hashanah headings. But real tefillah for Klal Yisrael to be Chozer B'Tshuva demands more than that. Not just to say headings, it demands to really understand our situation with a careful analysis, a logical understanding, and how we're off and how we're wrong, and then really to frame the tefillah based on that. What a person is mispalel for is what a person is has understanding of. It's pila. You have to judge it. It requires judgment. So we can't have it. That's what we're saying. We're not in a position to have judgment. Not a position to have judgment. What to do? It's a big. These questions are very big questions. Very big question. Some people seem simple, but it really is not so simple. Not such a simple thing. And what to do in Klal Yisrael. And we don't have any great leaders anymore. We don't have any real Klal Yisrael anymore. I mean, we're in the worst possible situation. But somebody wrote me a letter a week ago. She came out against this group. Said that Rosh Hashiva should come out against this group. Yes, I don't know what the group's ideas are. And, obviously, they're right. The group's ideas are wrong. But yeah, but that's one group. There are other groups. Their ideas are. What are we supposed to do? Come out against all the groups. It's a simple thing. Just to condemn everybody, and this is going to be something of value. And then it's not such a simple matter. I mean, there are many, many, many things are. Many, many things that we see, we know are wrong. But even if you see that, then the question is, what do you do? What do you do about it? We're really cautious ourselves, and even insofar as we have a little understanding that we have, what do you do with it? How do you remedy the situation? Not so simple. Not such a simple solution. Not so simple. See, some people think that the remedies are very simple. You just condemn and speak out against it. That's a question. That's why when the Rav never signed the Isser on the Neil Bort Rebbe's. Why did the Rav sign it? Because, not because in principle he disagreed, it wasn't a matter of in principle, because he held that there's no question that you can't sit on a vod together with people that are kofrim in the Torah and that don't recognize the veracity and the correct method of Tosh Bal Peh, and so far there's nothing in common with them. But he said there's a question of a situation, because you started off with them and now you're going to reject them. Is that the right thing to do? And so I said, in Boston, we never had them to deal with. But in New York, it's not a question, it's a different question. So is that a simple thing? Very simple solution? But the Rebbe wasn't a simple solution. It wasn't so simple. So that's why he didn't sign. This is not a dov pashut, that's the right thing to do. So the thing is, in Kaisel today, first of all, there are no real leaders today. And secondly, even if you do find something that you know is not right, but it's not such a dover pasha with the dover. Not such a dover pasha. But in terms of the whole situation, is basically, for all appearance sake, is a hopeless one. It's a hopeless one. I mean, I think that in our door, there's no question. For us, has a very real ring to it. I mean, if you think into it, has a real reality to it, a dimension of reality to it that we didn't have in previous times. I mean, that's really part of Kinnis is not to simply recite things in the past. Kinnis is now. It means it's something which is believe, and it's a certain kind of a realization. But that's what the Python says. The Python says it is, you got to go by the Navi. The Navi said, that idea means that the person can't give up. That's a certain reality. And that reality calls a person to move on, to not give up. That you can't deny that. Chelki Hashem no manashi, okay no chalor. That the reality of Chelki Hashem is something which you can't just walk away from. That's what the Pilate says. Okay.
Have you heard that mean as a rational?
Yes, you're right. There's a whole list. That's the first thing. Chazdei Hashem ki lo samu ki lo chol ra'av. Now, everyone is. It's an interesting thing the way the movie does it. Everyone is something. It's something, but yes, it doesn't remove the tragedy. But you're right. Chaz Hashem kol yisrael v'chol ra'ama. Again, Hay Hashem kol yev b'lo yisrael. Tov v'orev hu arid min yistaron. Not so simple. Okay.
Yeah, go slow down.
Lama Sarivu Eli Kulachem, Chazatu Alai Divrechem, Yetem Hayasazos Lachem, La Shokatad Mots Bimo Etsos Ivisam, Upanim Histir Mehem Kishar Avasasam, Bayumar Le Avak Mitram Lahav Isam, Telef and Asati Mehem Sechi Umaos Somani, Kiwa Apo Vaistamene, Nichuval Me. Vadarum Karnam Vilumam Hitzir Ubi Khaskarev Sharehem Hitzir Mizera of Osh Bakatir Timur Vihisig Lochem Daish Est Botsir Dorach Kashdo Vithiva Vicharetz Vichabarzel Ipel Shimei Eretz Ratsani Shalosh Esre Peretz Tachas Vinasati Shalom Boretz Hayat Surachem Umauzachem Umiskavachem Alpach the Akzav in Ilham Bafem, Anotarchem, Rechachem, Koshachem, Tiabchem, Daye Hapafas, Urdachem, S. Oyevechem, Bayahamos, Pinas, Tedek Malaya, Kibamaskiosof, Matsa Kotuma, Omechabadeha, Hiziluha, Kibaha, Mituma, Mishinue, the Radapu, Mikem, Hamishamea. Zanach Elyon Kiryas Moadechem, Behevil Shakil Amidas Raglechem, Midikesh Zos Hots Vihiglechem, Vigomar Omer Uwanisi Alechem, Hoshav Sino Om Lukat Kashoshan, Umechelev Olalecha Osah Dishan, Kitor Kupasah Olah Kashidan, Vishalu Aye Dathan Timur Vachalchem Yoshan Noshan. Tavu Nixe Rovade Dupani, Bege Hamas Kiniktal Mikahani, Are Kame Shanim Gila Yisod Mikhani, Bissam Mitofi, Omer Venasati Mishvani, Yoshimu Mivakim Minaf Mesechem, Bearva Misos Tipil Mesechem, Kareb Virav Bechayav Dever Shechesvem, Kisarti Lampat Visalakti Visokhem, Kalu Lashod Kirega Oholechem, Ubachem Mishbeu Meholechem, Lechekechem Mishbechu Nashos Olechem, Bemaasem Siach Ani Adonai Elohechem, Limosam Kilku Anashibeu, Vitzur the Malachov Sach Meni Sheu, Eretz Hakarmel Haveisim Vishu Ashau, Visanu Mochiach Veim Losishmau. Mo Aidech Yeshishayech im Gurayech Bososu, Omerim Asus Non Nonus Akin Nosu, Nilesi Neso Abonesechem Kihu Amasu, Bayasrechem Kinamti im Nechukosai Timasu, Nibi Ayech Tau Tamis Shol Kazos, Vaedrosh Lisloach Ufasti E Lizos, Pitisim Uchmedi Heshivu Azos, The Onafti Visahti Ahani Esezos Sofaku Horaku Sharaku Monai Migatim Ubachut Lahatsmits Emunai Ibnezegim Chilalut Sifunai Lira the Low Litova Nam Benasati Fonai Hatsu Zedin Litme Mitakaleb Am Kevet Avon Pakad Bayula Losakaku O Lumok Ga'ar v'ein mar peoleh Hare Kameshanim Hamamani Lihisvala Anushim Vivikua Im Veila Tigra Eid Olata Al Admoni Lisakako Ulishasapo Shivasayim Peoni Tahom Sarai Vitsis Tahom Armoni Kinahaman Tifari Beholakti Afani Afani Lahud Biyokesh Shikaron Oravasim Ka Vihishvis Koron Loret Eshel Vehege Vegaron Echol Yoshiva Habatzeles Hasharon.
Thank you.
let's go further. Look at this one.
And that one,
who's speaking? Yeah, I know, it's like a dialogue. It's like a dialogue. It's like a dialogue.
It sounds like he's speaking to the show.
And the first one, Echamon made a spacking rush to say he's sniffle. And then he has God, God answers. It's a dialogue. He starts off Echamon spacking rush to say who? How is it possible?
Right.
And right, and then he says, because they were Machal Lepnai, that in Bukhukos at their level. Okay, so he explains it. Then he says, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because nothing. Mama Sira Lai Kochan, Chos Kolei Lepnai, Yet Chamai Sira, it's your fault.
Right, but isn't that the Shoftim?
That's the, then he goes to the Shoftim. That Kol Yisrael says, answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved because he was master planner for them when he saw it they were wrong and as if he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. And so that was a part of Baruch who should have upon Mr. Man Kishon of Asasa. When he saw their iniquity, so he should not have been master upon him. Instead he was master upon him. He should have done something. See?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said that sounds like he's saying that it wasn't right. God says that the Etchamai says also, and then the Python is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really should have done more, as if to save Klal Yisrael. Okay. Then he says, "Schimos Samani Kila Va'apali is the name, Nichum of Meiri Yishashuni." It's an interesting thing. So it says, "Schema Samani" means that he Kadosh Baruch Hu kept his sin against Klal Yisrael. Kila v'apa against the main. God hated us. But then he comes back quick and says, "Nechum of Meiri Yishashuni." So what does it mean? So what he means to say is that. I mean that he seems to be emphasizing the idea of the second parak in Eicha, that Eicha Yoev Apo, that Hashem Kaliyev, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was like a destroyer. So in other words, that the Midas Adin was not. The Midas Adin was not tolerable. Bil Hashem lo choma, let's call it like a parz bevasod mitzvah rasu the gilah tzchil mamloch asarel. Dorach kashto kaliy mitzvah himina kitzar. So what he said, and then he immediately says that mechum of mehili yishashun. So what does that mean? He's saying that from his standpoint, he can't really see, he can't really understand the cause and effect. So because in other words, Hoy Hashem Ka'oyev Bila Yisrael means that is the way Navi sees it. That God is an enemy. Was an enemy. And that's because of the Das Adam. The Das Adam can't understand it in any other way. And that's why he says, Nichum of Meiri Yishashun. Just like I don't understand that, I hope that something else I don't understand happens, which is the Nichum. So he's saying that he is an admission of the fact that he doesn't understand it. And then he sees there's two systems. So he hopes that the other system actually should come in. But he doesn't really understand the systems. Doesn't understand why such a severe onish. And he doesn't understand why nechumim. But he sees that there are two, or whatever, that there are two midos, even though he can't understand it. But this is the way it appears. So he goes through the way it appears to him. You see? But by saying Nechum of Meiri Shashuni, he is openly stating that this is the way it appears to him as an Adam, and yet he knows that in truth, that's not the way it really is. But still, we do know this. We do know there are two systems. So just like this system, we know. We don't understand. And it's Hashem is Kaliyev, but there's another system too, so we have to accept that. In other words, that's what he's saying. He's saying that even though it's really a terrible thing and it's something which is intolerable, but the fact is that this much we do know about it, that it's not the only system. Midas Adin isn't the only system. But there's a Nicham as well. So that system should have. That's what it's saying, basically. At least that's the that's definitely one of the ideas that he's bringing out here. But the whole thing is really, see, underlying the whole thing is the theme of the Brachas Nachos. Nasati Gishmechem Bitan, Visibuchem Daishas Botsin, Nasati Sholom Boretz. The reality of the brachos is a genuine reality, and that was the true reality that we forfeited. That was your reality, and we were really responsible. We're really responsible because we didn't do the Machos at Alech. But the result of that, the result of our not abiding by the Brachos, was placing us in a certain situation we have a problem in terms of our relatedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perceiving our relatedness, And see, that's perhaps the underlying idea of the Titan of it. In other words, that part of the Klola is that we don't know where we are. So we don't know where we are. In relation to the Midas Adin, in relation to in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, we're out of law. We don't know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears ka'oyev, but yes, it's still possible to have Nechumim. But this whole quandary, this whole our inability to know or to have any sense, that we really, the Torah really wanted us to have a sense. Because all the brachas were really v'nasati gishmechem b'itam v'isivachem da'ish is botzir v'nasati sholem v'dafta nasei vechem v'efen kem chadish ameya. So all of those things, it wasn't just that those things gave us the brachas that came with those things. It's more than that. It meant that we had a sense of where we were in the eyes of our first brachas. Greatest bracha is the person knows where he stands. But now we don't know. And we don't know is very bad. That's why you see that. You see today also that people can't tolerate that. After the Holocaust, so once the Medina became established, so immediately everybody said, this is the beginning of the Gula. They have to have a sense of feeling that they know where they stand. See, they know where they stand. But that sense is really against the idea of kinnis. And kiddush means in full degree we don't know what we're saying. Don't know what we're saying. And to delude ourselves that we do is really against the whole idea of Tisha B'Av. And we shouldn't have Tisha B'Av anymore. Let's say the idea of Tisha B'Av is that we don't know. Oy Hashem ka'oyev bila yisrael. And we don't know anymore, and that's perhaps the worst quality. That's perhaps the worst quality. The state of mind where we don't know. We don't know. There's a din, there's a rachman. We don't know what we're in for. We have no way of knowing. And that is something which is the very troubling to us, very troubling to a human being, very troubling to Klal Yisrael. People want to feel that they do know. That desire to feel they do know has a long history. Has a long history. And a sad history, long history. It started off with the Bnei Ephraim, that they wanted to believe the good and the Gula was happening. And then it continues throughout. And you have in Tanakh as well, with the Hananya ben Azar. When he said that in 2 years the Nebuchadnezzar is going to fall. And he's trying to tell Klal Yisrael that don't worry, we're going to be successful. And the Navi said, don't listen to him. Don't listen to these false, the false Navim that are giving you hope. That hope is false. And the Navi said, Yirmiyahu said, go to places where you're exiled and be mispalled by Shlomo here, because if the year has Shalom, you'll have Shalom, and plant gardens there and raise families and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem you. But don't be fooled by the ones that are telling you that the Golus is not going to last, because the Golus is going to last 70 years and that's it. Don't let anybody give you false hope. Okay, now that's really one of the themes in the Kiddush. The Nevi'im that the false Nevi'im. The false up. So, but the reason why, what? Yoshio was a mistake. He was really tired. That was a mistake. But the false Nevi'im are the ones that like in Yirmiyahu, we came across it. We got to get Yirmiyahu later. That's right. Where's that movie? Where's that? Where? You in the VIA?
In the NFL. I'm a shop caller.
In the Berg Tau, Thomas Shav Chazos. That's right. Because the Vi'ayah Chitu Asach, the Ramos, Menevorsan, yeah. There's some questions there. That's right.
What's that?
It's in the Vi'ayah Tau, in Yemiel, it's Chavchas. Yemiel Chavchas. Chavchas, where the first encounter. Hananya said, "Both Nasayim Yomim." So Hananya ben Azza, Hanavi Hashem Yigivon. So Yirmiyahu said, But he says that it should be, but that's how, but it's not true. Rav Shmana Adavar Shani Adavar Adavar Znafal. He says that's why he gave him the Bechina. He says the Navi got that's Menabe Tov and it fails, then you know he's Sheker. So Hananya went over to Yumio and he took the stick and he broke it in half. And he said, Kochla Eshbar, Kochma Hashem, Kochla Eshbar, it's all in the book, and that's an all about. So he did a dramatic move. Took the stick and broke it in half and said, that's what Hashem said, that the yoke will be broken. So the Dvar Hashem came to Yumio after that. Achrei Shavar says, go tell Hananya, Koma Hashem, Motos Eitz Shavata. You broke sticks of a pole of wood. Vasisa Tachteya Motos Basel. Instead, you should make a Motos of iron. It can't break. So he says, Kichoma Hashem, okay, so all Basel Nasati al Savar Kola Goyim Eila. Lava des Nevucha Netzim of Bobo Vavadu. Vagamas Hayas Asoda Nasati. So the Nasi Miyo said to Hananya, Shemana Hanan, Lo Shlocha Hashem, Vata of Tachta Samaze al Shah. So and then he died. But the next paragraph also you have that the Yo sent to the Gola. He sent to the Gola. Come Hashem, okay, so the Chola Gola Shah Glacing Rich Land. A new vatan the shavu we need to gas for chulas prayim. Chul nashim lo lidu bonim uvanas. Chul of nechem nashim vas nasechem nu anashim es eladna. Ravushan v'al tomat. You should really involve yourself and be successful in the goles and build houses and have children. The dirshu shlomo yo shei grace es chem shom v'spalu bado v'shem ki b'shlomo yo lechem shom. Don't go after the dreams. So he said, "Chom Hashem, l'fim los bo l'shim shon afkod eschem." Like Moshe Alechem is the very atov Moshe Eschem al Machem Hazeh. But so you see that the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because he wasn't in the army. He said to give up. So give in. Within you, the city doesn't have to be destroyed. But the Nevi'ah Sheker said, no, we have to fight. And then they blamed Yirmiyo for destroying the mood of the people. And because he's telling them they're not going to be successful. So they're trying to put him in a bar and they tortured him. But those were the false Nevi'ah that said that. They tried to build up the morale of the people. They tried to build the morale of the people. And say so. People think that morale building is always good, and that's generally a very popular type of a course. So if you go against that, you're in big trouble. So Yemio really was. That's why he wanted to be trouble because. And they almost killed him because he suffered tremendously because of that. He slanted a pit and he almost died and all because they said that he's a morale breaker, breaking morale with people. But the Nevuah was that there should be no need for the city to burn and be destroyed. They should give it up. They should surrender. But they refused to do it. So the Nevi'ah, that's what he's saying by the Nevi'ah Shek. So, but then we had Nevi'ah Emes. Now we have Nevi'ah Emes. So at least somebody can have Emes. But today we don't have that. So the whole, that's what the Paitan is saying. That the most difficult thing, as you see, that's a difficult thing even when you have Nevi'ah Emes. People cannot, they have to feel that everything is fine with regard to how the Borei Olam views. So that's a very powerful need. So they distort the reality. And because they distort the reality, they were destroyed. But the what the Python is saying is that that is the most difficult thing, but that is really what Tisha B'Av is. That's really what the Golos is. Golos in the Churban means that until the time of the Geula, we don't know. We don't know. And if we think we know, we're deluding ourselves. Because when the Geula will come, then we'll know. But before that time, it is simply you're simply following patterns of people who want and can't tolerate the not knowing. That's a very, very hard thing to do. Tolerate the fact that you don't know. How do we stand in the eyes of the Borei Olam? How do we stand? Is it Midas Adin? Is it Midas Rachman? Is it which? What is it? We don't know. We don't know. It's very scary. Very scary. But we have to recognize that, because the Geula comes about through being Misabel on Yerushalayim. Being Misabel on Yerushalayim means being Misabel with the correct ideas. And the correct idea is a recognition of the fact that we don't know. And that itself is part of our kinnis. And the kinnis is the way back. The kinnis is the derech back. That really is the way towards the goal. That's the beginning of the first step in the goal. Okay, like we explained before. Went through it one time before. But that, so to delude yourself is really a lack of being misabel in the churban. It's a lack of recognition of what the churban is. That's why the kinnis are important. Because the kinnis really lay out the ideas of the churban. We have to live by and we have to accept. It's very painful. Very painful to accept it. But if you don't accept it, it's worse. If you don't accept it, then you get lost in fantasy and illusion. Fantasy and illusion is complete destruction.
Yeah, the Midrash on Ayin Sof Kamara says that's what it is. It's a mushal, it's a melech who gives the queen a get and then takes it away. So she wants to get supported. He said, I gave you a get. She wants to marry somebody else. He says, where'd you get? So he says, so it's the same thing with God and Klal Yisrael. They ask Benicio, and he says, I give you a sefer krisus. But when they want to go to another Avazar, when they go to Avazar, another Ummah, he says, where's your guy? I didn't give you again.
Right in between.
So, yeah.
It's that Ummah.
You might not know where you're standing.
I understand. Very good. Very good. Is this Rashi, by the way?
It's in Medrashab.
It's in Medrashab. Very nice. Say it again. Medrashab says what?
The Kalamana. That's what Kalamana means. That it's like...
It's not mana, it's finished.
But they're not totally gone, because God says, I didn't give you a get. But when they want something from God and they want the Yisim, God says, I gave you a get, right?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to tolerate. It's a hard state of resistance, hard state of mind. Person wants to know, wants to have a certain sense of security. But that's goofy. That really is. I mean, that's why I think the Python is saying, well, because all the brachas give the person that, so that gives the person the security. He has the ashgacha. He has the ashgacha. But we don't have that security anymore. That's part of the chod. What? Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's still have to add, though.
What?
I mean, you're in the door you're in, and there are still issues like Israel and things that require.
Like what?
Israel has to do with the state of Israel.
Yeah, you have to act.
You have to act. So
you have to act
without
stuff.
Any.
You have to act with God. You have to act with Chachma insofar as you can. I mean, it's true. I mean, that you always have to do. But it doesn't mean that there aren't problems that we don't have solutions for.
So anyone who says they know, though, doesn't know.
Doesn't know. That's correct. Anyone who says they know, doesn't know. Yeah.
No, it's
That's correct. That's correct. Always. It always was a problem. It always was a problem. The impossibility for man, that's always a problem. Impossible for man to say that he doesn't know. He doesn't know what his fate is. That insecurity. That's insecurity. But that's the bracha. You shaftem los levetach. That's the bracha. If you don't have that, then you don't have it. That's it. Yeah. That's part of recognition of the Chorin. Yes.
If the bracha is like give us some sort of knowledge that we're karmel makom, the Shem B'chalos give us like knowledge that we're rachamel makom. Why is it like we don't know? We should know that we're far. We should have a knowledge of where we stand, is that we're far from that.
That's correct. You're right about that. Yeah, but at the same time, you're right. You're right about that. I'm not disagreeing. That's the hope. That is the hope. But the only thing is, you don't know. All he's saying is that you don't know when the Gula will be. That's true also. You don't know. The Gula could come. The Gula could come suddenly. And come quickly. That's what he's saying. And that's it. But that itself is still leaves you in a state of mind of dilemma, which is really, I mean, for a person that's a shallow person, so, you know, he just looks for hope and hangs on to it. A person that's a chacham, that itself is a painful type of realization. It's a painful state. Because the chacham can't find his hope.
The possibility that will
Possibility, but still does not be in terms of your dilemma. But it shows you that, I mean, it helps the person insofar as the fact that he hasn't lose hope, but it doesn't help him insofar as giving him any security. Okay. I'm supposed to see you at 1 o'clock, right? Mm-hmm. All right. I'll be on the back. I need time. Keep going. All right. All right.
Ben, yeah. We got to do like 2 minutes of the show.